And the thing is, I would say, as the chairman of the Tobago Business Chamber, that the economic impact on Tobago businesses, it has been fairly devastating. We've had a brief window of opportunity that was with the Easter period, but then you had the immediate shutdown thereafter. So, of course, everything went back into hibernation. So it's not a good situation as it stands now. And we have always been advocating for the mass vaccinations as the only solution. It seems the government has now slowly and belatedly come around to accepting that as the factual position. We had said early o'clock, you should focus on Tobago, vaccinate Tobago, create an immunization bubble in Tobago so that at least business could operate and function as normal in Tobago. Now, for whatever reason, it doesn't appear that that idea was acted upon by the government, but it seems that they are now slowly coming around to understand what we've been saying all along. We've been the first ones championing that cause and making that claim and saying, look, you know, vaccination is the only solution. You must have mass vaccinations. So, I mean, I was heartened to hear that the Prime Minister has recognized that now and is now seeking to embark upon a vaccination thrust. I mean, of course, it's a little late, but I mean, better late than never, because at the end of the day, we want to, you know, get back to some state of normalcy in terms of our business operations, our everyday life as citizens in Trinidad and Tobago, because the point is people are, you know, suffering from pandemic fatigue. They really are, you know, at the point of frustration, you know, because, you know, you can't find a solution just in lockdown and repression and state of emergency and, you know, curfew. That is not a solution. Those are restrictive measures to try to slow the spread. But to climb out of this deep, dark hole that Trinidad and Tobago has found itself in, you must have vaccinations and mass vaccinations as the only solution.